William?
With Will Ackerman.
With Will Ackerman. Now, how did that come about? Will Ackerman, of course, is was he actually the founder?
He's the founder of Windham Hill Records.
Windham Hill Records, yeah.
Yes.
And that's a pretty good company.
Yes, indeed. Will sold Windham Hill Records in 1992, I believe, and in the ensuing years, he's built this amazing, beautiful studio in the mountains of Vermont. And for the past decade, he's been sort of working as a freelance producer, and many of my colleagues sort of make a journey to go work with Will Ackerman in the mountains of Vermont. And a mutual friend of ours really convinced me last year that it was time in my creative pursuits to reach out to him. I've always self-produced my albums, mostly because I've always had such a strong vision of what I wanted, and also in recent years because I've been recording. My last album was recorded at home while my baby was upstairs sleeping. You know, so it makes it hard to travel. But yes, I did get to go to Vermont and make that journey and meet him and work with him, and it was an extraordinarily moving and amazing experience for me.
In what ways? I know these things are not always easy to put in words, but to work with a man like that and have him help guide you in your performances or recordings.
Well, his vision is so clear, and he knows the moment he hears something, whether or not it's emotionally moving and whether, you know, how audiences will respond to it, because he knows how he responds to it. And he can just say in an instant, we'll move this note over there, or that sounds great, do this, do more of that. I know with the layers, I had all the layers sketched out. And even though the changes he helped me make in them were actually on paper very small, all of a sudden they opened up into this whole new world, and, you know, some notes got shifted by a measure, or instead of a three-note response, I was playing two-note responses. He's very much about hearing the space in the music and hearing the emotional aspect to it, and he can just pinpoint it in an instant.
Now, you're talking about a sort of combination of musical and sort of technological changes that he is suggesting. Do you feel like when you came away from that recording session or sessions that something in your approach to making music had changed by having worked with Will Ackerman?
Oh, sure. I think I'm as part of this whole project, I'm thinking more about structures in the pieces, and I think Will has certainly helped guide me in that as well. Because coming from an improvisation background where, you know, my timing historically has been very, very free, to think about it in terms of the structures and the space, I certainly have his words in the back of my mind as I'm playing.
Was he an easy man to work with? Because I know that people who record themselves and then go into a studio and work with a producer are often very put out by this person telling them what to do.
No, he was very easy to work with. I think both of us honestly were a little hesitant at first, not knowing how we would work together, because he is so much about the structure and helping, you know, typically someone would go in with a song that's fully composed and, you know, do several takes of it, and he might help shift around the structure of the piece or talk about, you know, the performance of individual items or pieces of the work. But with an improv, especially when the timing is changing and so forth, you can't easily lift individual sections and redo them because you can't necessarily put them back in after the fact, right?
Right.
So he was concerned about my coming up there and him not being able to help me, and I was concerned about going up there and not knowing what to do. But we found a really nice way to work together. I mean, with the layering in particular, and his engineer, Tom Eaton, who's an extraordinary master at the engineering board, we did all of the layers. But the whole day that we were working on those, I was itching to improvise because I could feel this painting that we were creating starting to develop. And I said that I wanted to improvise at the piano. And at first I had a hard time letting go in front of them.
Of course, yeah.
So actually what they did is they turned on the computer and left. And as they were leaving, Will turned the lights down low and said, okay, we'll see you in an hour. And just left me alone to improvise. And very soon into that, I actually recorded this entire response to what we had been doing all day. It was a 5-minute solo piano piece in response to it. And that night in the hotel room, as I was listening to what we had done that day, it came to me that I really wanted to take this solo piano improv that I had done with the lights down low by myself and integrate it into the layering piece we had made. And I think Will thought I was a little crazy because it's an engineering monumental task to do such a thing. But we were able to do it, or I should say Tom was able to do it. And so the piece starts with the solo piano improv and moves into the layering, moves into a vocalist who continues the textures, moves back into the solo piano, and, you know, they weave in and out of each other.
You brought us an example of one of the recordings you made there. And since we should hear what you mean by layering. Now, I'm not going to be able to advance it. So the first minute and a half, as you said, is introduction, and then we get into this.
Right, the first minute and a half is the solo piano improv from When They Left Me Alone. And